All right, State Representative Dave Preston is with us. How are you doing, sir?
Real good.
Well, there's a lot of things going on right now that the budget process is underway, and I know one of the things that you've talked about, in fact, recently in a press release, is trying to give a thank you, I guess, to our first responders and EMS workers by letting them fish for free and hunt for free. Tell me how that idea came to your mind.
Yeah, so the hunting and fishing bills for it's basically for EMS, fire, police, as well as corrections. And as a county commissioner, as well as a paramedic and a firefighter, I noticed that there's statewide and nationwide deficiencies in staffing across all of those. And I really think that it's something where not only can we increase interest in these sports and that have been on the decline for several decades now, by handing out a thank you to the men and women that do these jobs and perform duties that surpass, what their salaries could ever recoup as far as wear and tear on their bodies and on their minds. So I was thinking about this for a while. We do it for military. We give seniors a break, and I thought what a better way to say thank you to our police, our fire, our corrections officers, and our EMS personnel than to offer them a hunting or a fishing license annually as a thank you for their service.
Would this put a big hole in the DNR budget, though?
I don't think so. Being a small business owner my whole life, a lot of times if you dangle out incentives to get people involved in things, who's going to, so let's say you're firefighter or your police officer, they get a fishing license. Do you think that he's going to fish all the time alone? No, he's probably going to maybe get somebody involved or bring somebody along that may not otherwise always fish. He may go out and decide that he wants to purchase a boat instead of just the rod and reel. I mean, there's, if you want to get people interested in these activities again, like hunting and fishing, you sometimes got to put incentives out to draw people into the market and into the field. So I really think that this could be a win-win, not only a thank you for services rendered, but also a way to entice more people to get back into these sports that have been on the decline. I mean, if we don't start to do something to encourage people to participate in these activities, they're going to continue to dwindle away because the new generations coming up just don't have the interest level that the past generations used to have.
And a lot of the first responders, the people that show up when a fire first breaks out or a traffic accident occurs, they kind of feel underappreciated, don't they, sometimes?
I can tell you, as a volunteer EMS as well as fire, a lot of times you do. But you do it out of a sense of service and out of a sense of duty to your community. Little things like this go a long way to feeling appreciated, especially for the volunteers out there.
Okay, so what's the process for this bill? Would the administration support it, do you think?
Well, we're gonna have a conversation with the DNR, and I'm gonna try to press the fact that I really think that this can be a win-win, not only a thank you to our first responders and law enforcement and fire, but also a way to encourage activity and an increase in activity in some of these sports, like I said, that have been on the decline for generations now. And hopefully they see that this can be a lever to encourage participation instead of discourage it. The bill package that I put together does not go after ATV, snowmobile. It's strictly hunting and fishing. I think it's an area where they shouldn't be looking at it as a how much money are we going to lose. It's how much money I think do you stand to gain by increased participation with friends, family, and acquaintances of all of these people that may not otherwise go out there and engage in these activities, as well as the economics involved of going out and purchasing the soda and the beer and the snacks and the bait and, all of that. I mean, as a former owner of Cedar River Plaza, fishing, hunting and fishing was a big part of our store sales. And so the more people that are out there, just the better the UP will do.